Morning, 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 morning. Welcome to our morning time of fellowship and contemporary music. We're going to be looking at Romans chapter 14 today, a very interesting passage, and I'll share with you some of the conversations that I've had this past week. Please refer to our website, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. You'll find bulletins there. You'll find the calendar. You'll find the upcoming activities. You'll find the summer plan. I just want to remind those that are watching, we've made the decision to postpone Wednesday night Bible study until after Labor Day. There's a lot going on in the church and a lot going on in lives, and people are away on vacation, and there's a whole host of things, but we've decided to take the summer off, and we'll pick back up in right after Labor Day. We'll probably pick up the book of Micah. And last week we did some studying on some podcasts that I had worked with a group of individuals on. So they're on BethanyChurchOfGod.org. Please refer to that. If you have a prayer request, fill that out. We're getting them to come in, and we're grateful for that. We appreciate the notices on prayers. Our bulletin has prayers in there as well. And then if you're able to support our congregation, we appreciate not only your prayers, but your support. It's been a good week. Mark at Evanswood has had a great time with the children. They've had a large crowd of kids celebrating in Vacation Bible School. So all of us were participating in that, not only Hope Crossing, Bethany, Evanswood, and a host of other churches. So we appreciate the work that they did over there and glad that we could help participate in that. So without further ado, I think that's about all I need to make for the life of the church. We're glad that you are with us. We'll introduce a couple of new songs this morning. If you don't know them, just worship along with us. Let the words bless your life today. We'll begin with a word of song and then an opening prayer.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. And there will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. If it's not good, then he's not done. No, he's not done with it yet. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope, and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy.
have to stay where you're at. No, 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 no. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
We might be facing some things today and the world around us might be chaotic. God, I pray that your blessings would flow to the people watching. God, maybe this is a special song for someone who needs to hear it this morning. Maybe the world is collapsing around them. They need to know there is joy in the morning. And God is not done yet. No, he's not done yet. God, we thank you that you're still at work. Still on the throne, still touching lives and blessing your people. Today, Father, as we have gathered in this place, we ask your anointing upon the time we spend, anointing upon the people that are watching, anointing upon the Word of God. Father, may it flow, may it fill, may it infill the lives of people. And God, we'll thank you and praise you for who you are and what you are doing. We ask all of this in the power of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Paul reminds us in the Scriptures. In Romans chapter 14, he says in verse 5, one person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord. For they give thanks to God. Whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone. None of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that we might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. In our prayer time this morning, we want to continue to consider the needs of our congregation, the shut-ins. We want to remember Charlotte as she is at home and watching. We want to continue to remember Deborah, who is away visiting family. We want to keep Judy and Jackie in our prayers as Judy has been out sick. We want to continue to remember Suzanne and strength and healing and recovery. We want to keep Gary in our prayers and a multitude of needs of the church. We want to keep our sister churches, Hope Crossing and Brent, Evanswood and Mark, Chippewa Valley and Tom, and our churches in our community around us. We want to continue to bless our churches, Pastor Salim in Bungoma, Kenya, We want to keep our Pentecostal church in Kangoma, Kenya, our family in Tennessee and South Carolina and all over this great world and country in which we live. We want to be in an attitude of prayer. Much is going on. There's a lot to be thankful for. There's needs amongst us. So as we prepare for a time of prayer and then some studying of the Word, just ask that you be in an attitude of prayer. And this song should lead us into a time of prayer. Thank you. God, we have gathered in your name. Father, just to be with you and have you hold me. Father, you know my heart, my soul, my mind. You know my strength. And God, you are truly prevalent in this world today. You are real, you're realistic, you're valuable, and God, you are ever present and ever knowing. God, we just thank you today that we have gathered in your name to recognize your holiness, God, to know that you are still working in the life of people. God, whether we are far away or whether we're near, whether we're all the way in Kenya or whether we're all the way inside of this church here in Sterling Heights, God, you are with us, and I ask your anointing upon the body of Christ. Father, I pray for our sister churches. I pray for our churches that are far away. I pray for this country, and I pray that your holiness, God, would be revealed to those around. Father, that everyone would have a chance to see your holiness today. And God, that your anointing would be upon Deborah as she is away. I pray that you'll be with Charlotte as she is at home. Father, I pray for Suzanne and Louie. I pray for my brother Gary. I pray, God, that your blessings would be with our family, extended and near. God, that you would anoint those watching, anoint those that are listening, anoint those, Father, that need a touch from you. Father, Nathan has been sending me prayer requests. You know exactly what Nathan needs. God, I pray that your anointing would be upon him. Father, the enemy is around and roaming like a roaring lion, seeking who it may devour. I pray that your hedge of protection, God, would be upon your people today. Bring healing to Judy, that, Father, you'll give her strength to her body. Bring healing to this congregation. Bring healing to our community. Bring your presence, God, today. Father, I pray for Aaron as he comes to lead us in worship today. God, that your Holy Spirit's already begun to move in his life. I pray that you'll prepare the people that gather with us in the morning. Father, that you'll prepare them for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. God, you know who will gather. You know who will be watching. You know that we want your anointing in this place. And you're already here, God, and we're praying for the needs of this body. There's a multitude of Scotts and Robs and many that are sick and away. God, many that have sent me messages. Father, I pray your anointing upon them today. Father, I ask that your presence would just now flow. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Thank you for love so holy and so divine. Father, bless the remaining time that we spend in your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. This past week, there's been some conversations, and I met up with someone a few days ago, and I was gathering something to drink for one of the guys who needed it because it was really hot in the plant. And lo and behold, right by the refrigerator, we began to embark on a conversation. And he began to tell me, and I asked him a question about one of our friends who had been away out sick. And I told him about another friend, and he made a wonderful point of saying that he has taken the time for his family, that no matter what has happened in that day, that God would be a part of it. That he reminds his family that all the things around him and all the troubles and challenges are annoyances, but he wants his family to recognize that God needs to be a part of it. And then I came on this passage in my devotion this week, and I thought, how fitting of a conversation. We're going to talk in a little bit about what we wear at 11 o'clock, and we'll be looking at David and Goliath. But Paul says he wants to consider one more day sacred than another, and that everyone should be convinced in their own mind that this is a special day and do so as to the Lord. You see, God has provided for you and I, according to the word this morning, that there'll be those that are weak and those that are strong, and there'll be those who accept and those who will judge and those who will consider. There'll be those who are challenged, and there'll always be someone who will be negative. You can find them wherever you go and whatever you're doing. But Paul is convinced that we must live or die, and whether we live or die, we must do it for the Lord. For this very reason, God died and returned so that we might have life, whether we're alive or whether we're gone. And Paul is reminding us that every day is special, and we should regard it as special because of the Lord. Whatever we eat, whatever we drink, whatever we do must be regarded as a special day to the Lord. So I really want to ask you, what are you doing for the Lord today? How is God a part of your life and what you are doing? And I wonder, has this passage really touched you that we should not just consider this day more sacred than another? And I know we do that. Yesterday, we had a chance to celebrate our grandson's birthday. He's going to be 6 next week. And we got together with him, and he was in his Power Ranger outfit. And it just reminded me that to him, whether his birthday is in a day or 2 days, that day was special to him. And when it comes to his birthday, that day is going to be special to him. That each and every day is a blessing from the Lord. And that's how we should live. We should be putting on our Power Ranger suits. We should be gearing up and ready to battle whatever has come our way. That God has given you and I a day. This moment right now. Cherish this moment. Live for the Lord. Serve the Lord. No matter what you are going to face, no matter what is coming your way, there is nothing impossible for God. There is nothing that could hold you back. There is nothing that can overtake you. And by the power of the strong name of the Lord, we can rise up and be victorious. And Paul is saying that whatever we do, give thanks to the Lord. Whether you're by yourself or whether you're with a group of people, whether you're working or whether you're not working, whether you're out shopping, whether you're out fishing, whether you're out golfing, whether you're going to the baseball game, whatever you're doing, give thanks to the Lord. For God has created this day for you and I, and that we should recognize and be convinced in our own mind that God truly has anointed us for this moment. And whether it's a Sabbath day or whether it's a special day, we should live as if this is the best day possible. And that's what Paul is really trying to tell us today. That be convinced of that. Be convinced in your conversations that God truly has given us a wonderful day. And that's the message. Today, whether it's gloomy outside, which it is, we already saw some rain this morning. We've been battling the heat and the rain. But hey, it's a wonderful day. It's cool inside of here. We got God's presence. The lights are on. The video is working. The sound system seems to be in touch. Everything seems to be going. And all we want is your presence. So reach out. Touch the hem of his garment today. Let God bless you. Look forward to seeing you at 11 o'clock. And may this be all that it should be. And give thanks to the Lord for this day. We're going to close this time with a song.
After the choices he made, you're waiting for me to say.
God bless you. Have a great day. Father, I pray that you'll remind us today how much you love us, and that, God, our life is worth dying for, and that you couldn't love us any more than you do right now. God, remind us of that. Keep us, Father, still, calm, and excited about all that you can do for us. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Have a great, awesome day.